Well, good day, and welcome to Contact Talk Radio, the beginning of a great week. My name is Cameron.
And I'm Lucia.
And a great week indeed.
And a great month.
And a great month. August.
Here we're in August.
August. You know, we have only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You're using your hands.
Yeah, I know. August, September, October, November, December. 5 months until Christmas.
Oh, well, you know what? That's always a happy thing.
Isn't that funny?
It is. You know, it's actually quite
fun. The year's gone by so fast. And 5 months till the year 2006. We're halfway to 2012 then.
We are.
2006,
that's true.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, that is very true.
So whatever's going to happen in 2012 is going to happen. So,
well, you know.
Live your life and have fun.
Well, there you go. But there's not much you can really do about it with the exception of how you choose to perceive it as well.
Exactly.
And do your own work.
Exactly.
Stay on your own path.
Yes.
Don't meddle in others.
That's very shamanic of you. And speaking of shamanic.
What's that?
Guess who we got on the show today?
I know who we got. But why don't you tell us?
Well, we got Wayne Powell. He's on the show with us today. He's with Shamanic Bodywork, and he's going to be exploring, he's going to be talking to us about exploring Hawaiian shamanism.
Oh, this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful time with him.
But that's not the only guest we have on today.
Who else?
We've got Dave Merrill in the second half of this hour, and we're going to be talking about breathwork.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm not breathing right now, so that'll be a really good...
Well, Dave will be in the studio, and he'll train you.
That's good.
And in the second hour of our program, we got Matt James.
Oh, Matt James.
Matt James.
We're going to have some fun with him, too.
And it's all about NLP and timeline therapy.
I love timeline. I can't say that enough. Every time I hear it, I love timeline. It is just wonderful modality.
Yeah.
Wonderful tools. Tools.
So now let's tell you about our first guest, Wayne. I met Wayne years ago, even before I was down here. I was up in Canada doing
stuff.
Oh,
is that right?
Yeah, I've known Wayne for ages and ages. And I got a call the other day and it said, hey, it's Wayne. I went, oh, well, let's get you on, to make a long story short. So Wayne Powell is here with us. Hello, Wayne.
Aloha.
How are you?
Aloha, Wayne.
Doing very well, thank you.
Doing well, I see.
Indeed.
Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about what you do, would you?
Sure. Yeah, we're really looking forward to this series of four journeys at the East-West Bookshop beginning tomorrow night. And exploring Hawaiian shamanism is the topic, but indeed we'll be taking people deep into the inner realms of their consciousness through four different journeys.
Well, let me ask you, first of all, how did you get yourself involved in Hawaiian shamanic?
Well, my family and I were on vacation on Kauai. This is in 85, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked into a talk with Serge Kahila King that lives there. And the principles that he was giving me that he called Huna, this ancient philosophy of the Hawaiians, it felt so familiar to me that I decided to jump in and take all his courses.
Well, that sounds
that's
pretty
simple.
Good to me. Just that simple.
Simple.
Now, what were you doing prior to doing this kind of work? I mean, you've got an interesting background, so.
Well, I used to bring plants from San Diego to Los Angeles into the cement jungle, like big tropicals and things. And I'm also a recording artist. I've been doing that since the 70s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
you've always sort of been involved in the alternative lifestyle type of thing.
Indeed. Create your reality and have fun.
Oh, I like
now,
that.
Now, did you always believe creating your reality, or is this a new concept?
You know, I have. You know, I found out at a very early age as a teenager I couldn't work for anybody else.
Really?
So I decided to just make it life up as I went along and create my own job.
Well, so was this like around 16 with your first job, you're realizing, you know what, I just can't do this with having people telling me, you know, where to go, what to do?
It was 17 years old.
17. Yeah. Interesting.
Wow. Now, and you've traveled all over the place. I know that you and I have met in Vancouver, of course.
Yes.
Through a mutual friend, Craig Russell, Soul Journey. So, now let's talk about the Hawaiian shamanism. What exactly is Hawaiian shamanism? What makes a difference, say, from native shamanism, or is it that different?
Well, when you look at the grassroots philosophy of any indigenous culture, you'll find that the first principle is unity, the one of family.
Uh-huh.
And that seems to be across the board. The Hawaiians, what attracted me to their philosophy was the romantic aspect of it. And perhaps this is something that I'm projecting onto it, but everything they referred to had some sort of counterpart or in nature, like the way they would name their children and things. They would honor that the name would come on the wind, and they would not name the child until the name arrived on the wind.
Interesting. Well, listen, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break right here, and when we come back, we're going to talk more with you about the about Hawaiian shamanism and why there's four different classes that you're going to be doing with this. And now, they're starting tomorrow night, of course. They're starting tomorrow night, correct?
Yeah, 6:30 registration at East West Books.
And it's a series of four journeys, the Garden Tiki. So let's talk about that when we come back. The first one tomorrow night is the Garden Tiki. Then you've got Journey to Bali High.
Yes.
And Lani Keha.
Yes.
And Journey through Milu.
Milu,
okay.
Yeah, Lani Keha is the upper world where we meet power animals, and Milu is the lower world where we overcome our fears.
Okay, so let's talk about the Garden Tiki when we come back, which is tomorrow night's journey. So we're talking with Wayne Powell, of course, exploring Hawaiian shamanism. My name is Cameron. This is Contact Talk Radio. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll be right back. If you've got questions for our guest about Hawaiian shamanism, give us a call, 425-649-1112. We'll be right back.
For a no-holds-barred intuitive reading, you'll want to call Cameron Steele. Cameron is an intuitive visionary that has been on his spiritual path for over three decades. Since he was a young child, Cameron has been able to see energy and auras around all life forms. He sees his gift as a way to help others explore and navigate the hurdles that life can present. To book your private reading with Cameron, call 425-649-1112. That's 425-649-1112, or visit intuitivevisions.com. That's intuitivevisions.com. I was looking for a caring, compassionate, and holistic dentist when I heard of Dr. Stickney from my naturopath. You know about me, I've had some bad dental experiences in the past, so I put off going to the dentist. As soon as I stepped into Dr. Stickney's office, though, I felt a lot calmer. His team was warm and caring, and they put me at ease right away. During my exam, Dr. Stickney explained everything he was doing and why he was doing it. You know, I even had the opportunity to see my teeth as he looked at them with a small camera. And because he only sees one patient at a time, I didn't feel rushed, and he answered all the questions I had. He treated me with respect regarding my views on alternative health and is willing to work with my health care providers. I'll be going back to Dr. Stickney for all my dental work. I'll tell you, he's earned my trust, and I'm sure he'll earn yours, too. Give him a call today at 206-728-1330. The number again is 206-728-1330. Or visit his website at seattledentalcare.com.
What could a spiritual clearing mean for you? Divining Light has been created to assist you in moving to a place of balance and clarity in your life. You can achieve the balance you're looking for through multiple levels of spiritual clearing. Whether you're looking for a personal clearing, home or office clearing, a disconnect from energetic attachments, or ritual blessings, call me, Lucia, at 425-649-1112. That's 425-649-1112. Or visit my website at divininglight.com. That's divininglight.com.
Traditional Chinese medicine addresses your body's entire health system, while mainstream Western medicine focuses on specific symptoms. The Advanced Wellness Center in Bellevue uses traditional Chinese medicine to treat the root causes of your health issues and to promote overall wellness. To learn more, call the Advanced Wellness Center in Bellevue at 425-462-9355 or visit us on the internet at advancedwellnesscenter.net.
I'm Melody Beattie, author of Codependent No More. 7 times more Americans have hepatitis C than AIDS. I'm one of them. If you're one of the millions of Americans with hepatitis C and your doctors are treating you with interferon, then you're clearly aware of how your life has been turned horribly upside down. Backed by huge pharmaceutical monies, the medical community swears there's only one dangerous, disabling way to battle this silent killer. It's not true. There are alternatives, and they work. Triumph Over Hepatitis C is a book written by best-selling author Lloyd Wright, who fully recovered from this frightening disease. Lloyd is helping others to take charge of their lives and fight for their body's freedom from this crippling illness. His program is working for me. Call the people at Hepatitis C Free now at 866-HEP-C-FREE. That's 866-HEP-C-FREE. Don't become another medical statistic. Find out the truth about Hepatitis C and get your life back.
Get your copy of Triumph Over Hepatitis C at Barnes & Noble and at HepatitisCFree.com. Call 866-HEP-C-FREE.
Welcome back to Contact Talk Radio. Our guest this morning is Wayne Powell. He's the founder and senior instructor of Hawaiian Shamanic Body Work, an educational vehicle focusing on the freedom of the human soul. He's a writer, educator, and alakahai of the Order of Huna International, ordained by Serge Kahale, king in Kauai, Hawaii. Boy, I'm getting to learn some of these new words on Hawaiian here. You're also a minister and a chaplain ordained by the four bishops of the Spiritus. You better say that one, Wayne.
Spiritus
Sancti? Sancti.
Yes. Okay. That's a little bit of Latin for you,
a little bit of Latin for me.
Exactly.
I can only do a little bit of Scotch.
That's about it.
Now, listen, we're going to be talking about your garden tiki journey tomorrow night, which is happening at East West Bookshop at 6:30. There's a registration, 7 o'clock start. You're doing a series of these four journeys: the garden tiki, the journey to Baliha, the Lanakahai, and the journey through Milu. What's the garden tiki?
Well, first of all, these journeys, Cameron, are done for healing. What the Hawaiians learned very early on was when you change something within yourself, then your experience outside in life will change.
Mm-hmm.
So the journey to the Garden Tiki is done for understanding, for healing, for perhaps merging with the soul of another that you need to complete with or let go of or say things that you could not say in person. So imagine this. The East West Bookshop room is a space about 20 by 25 feet. We're going to bring people in. We're going to basically tell them how the game works, and I call it a game because it's a lot of fun. And we introduce them to their dream body while they're laying on the floor. Everybody's bringing a pillow and a blanket. And then we walk their dream body into the inner realm, into a beautiful garden, which is inside of them. Each person's garden will look a little bit different. And we'll begin to work in the garden, which will have a profound effect on their lives after they've done the journey.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, now, what kind of effects are we talking about here? I mean, what kind of, like, how long is this meditation? And I mean, a lot of people, Wayne, don't understand meditation or can't even conceive of going into a deep state like that without some kind of guidance. So what?
Or hypnosis.
Yeah, well, that's what this is. I'll be guiding the journey using symbols that are familiar to them. We call it in the ku, which is the subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And so their subconscious mind will be bringing up all of these images for them, which are sort of magnetic in their life. In other words, there'll be a couple of different processes in the garden that I'll walk them through in their own consciousness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so if someone has the slightest bit of ability to visualize, they can have a garden that is so real, an experience in the garden that is so real that they won't be able to tell the difference from an actual journey or a vacation they took from the garden they'll be taking with me, the garden journey.
Well, when we think about creating our own reality and understanding that our memories and such are really what we have to create with, that when we're creating that memory or going into that, it can be just as real, just as close to reality as actually going there.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. Because the subconscious mind remembers it in exactly the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be the first exercise tomorrow night. I'll have them recall various things. Well, and after the journey, they'll see that this journey is his story just as real.
Well,
what
as
people
you...
don't understand, Lucia, is that if not only the shaman understands this, but as little children, maybe they knew it better, that the most powerful tool given to us coming into this life is our imagination.
Hmm.
What I mean by powerful is how when the imagination is merged with our passion in our heart, anything can be created in this dimension.
When it comes to this kind of work, shaman work, I mean, you know, there's people out there that let's give a conceptual idea, I think, of what a shaman is exactly, because there's a lot of different perceptions out there of what a shaman is. Now, are you a shaman? Would you be classified as a shaman?
Well, you know, it's like in Hawaii. If you're a kahuna, you don't call yourself a kahuna. A shaman is in Hawaiian, the term is called kupua.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very good question, Cameron, about what a shaman is. Because people are not aware, but I will give you this really simple meaning. And it's basically a person who can merge with and communicate with nature in ways that are very natural, and they can influence the flow of energy using the elements, like fire, wind, water, and stone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
so, you can see how helpful that would be in the realm of healing, if you could influence the flow of energy through communicating with nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and now some of these other journeys you have. Now, this journey that starts tomorrow night is the Garden Tiki. Now, specifically, is this more of the grounding kind of meditation then, or just give it?
Yeah, it is. It is. The journey is the beginning place because it's the garden of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can go in, you can check it out, make whatever changes that you want, and then have that affect your life. It's really, it's so hard to explain, but it's a phenomenal tool for healing. And you can do this by yourself without me after you learn how to do it. So I'm giving you a tool tomorrow to work with in your own home.
Hmm.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because when you said, you know, entering your own garden and actually experiencing the garden within yourself, I mean, immediately, for me, it's easy, it's fairly easy to visualize. So I automatically, oh, okay, well, there's my garden. I already see it. Okay.
Beautiful.
Great. And, you know, and like Cameron said, some people may not have as clear of a visualization, but there's still the impact of the relaxation within the guidance, even if the visualizations may not come as clearly.
That's true.
So I think it's really important that you do have this tool, because the more we do practice the tool that you're gifting, that the better we're going to be able to see what it is that where it is that we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because people think, you know, the way the mind works is they think they have to change something externally in their lives in order for them to have more of what they want, whether it's happiness or money or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They don't have a clue that if they go internally and they work with the source of their thinking, they work with the tools of imagination and visualization and breath, that they can influence their life so much more than reaching outside of them. It's incredible.
Mm. You know, when it comes to shaman work, you know, I think of, you know, you got the Hawaiian shamanic work that you're doing, then you think of native work, and then there's shamans there's all kinds. So,
African.
You know, the draw to Hawaii, sometimes I wonder, Wayne, if the draw to Hawaiian shamanic work is just because the weather is nice and it's got beautiful sun. I mean, that may seem so surface.
Yeah.
But honestly, it there's a draw for people to Hawaii because it is it's a beautiful place. It's beautiful weather. The ocean's nice. They got
what
the dolphins.
Cameron,
you know,
in the Hawaiian system is that the Hawaiian shamans, they used just specifically mind skills. They weren't into a lot of the other, like, masks and different drum trances and things,
mm-hmm.
As much as the other cultures. They knew the power of the mind and the one mind that we all share. And everything that they learned as a kahuna was about how to handle themselves in this universe and how to use their mind to do that and to influence things towards unity.
Well, there's another, and I think that that's a really great way to describe it, further the aspect of going within rather than going outside of yourself for the answers, because regardless of the mask, regardless of the drumming, it is really the focal point is the mind, and really discovering how the mind is really the ultimate source to be able to make the shifts and changes and energetic directives that our lives are running with.
Yes.
So,
and
go ahead.
The principle of aloha behind it, which is all-encompassing, the principle of aloha is very akin to that pure kundalini energy, or the energy that the Christians call the Holy Spirit. It's an all-embracing energy. And then this principle of ohana, which is family, which they saw that everything in life is family.
Mm.
And so there was this wonderful understanding of unity that allowed people to merge with each other and with nature in a very harmonious way to influence the way energy is flowing.
Mm.
So then, going running along those lines, as well as bringing in the aspect of the mind is also what has created a lot of barriers and compartmentalizing different aspects of this is me and this is you.
Yes.
So then, is it then an aspect to be able to break down those barriers, or to be able to be more empathic to the opposite energies or other energies? Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. The mind can appear split,
mm-hmm.
Because of this dimension being of duality. And so reaching towards the reality of unity, which is beyond duality. And that's a hard concept for the mind, because the mind operates totally in duality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It compares everything. And so it wasn't a matter of breaking down the barriers so much as it was to keep harmonizing the polarities that the mind would throw up.
Mm-hmm.
Keep harmonizing. Like, you could, one person would have this opinion, and the other person would have this opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And this philosophy would say, well, both are true in relative reality.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, and not so many of you, and can you explain tomorrow night, because tomorrow night you're going to be doing this Garden Tiki. It's going to be at East West Bookshop, 6:30 registration, 7 p.m. start time. For more information, you can always visit Wayne at his website, and it's shamanicbodywork.com. That's shamanicbodywork.com. And if you'd like to contact Wayne for a session, you can do so by going to his website or calling him directly at 360-738-7650. That's 360-738-7650. Now, tomorrow night, we've only got a couple minutes left, so tell us tomorrow night, what can people sort of expect to experience after tomorrow night? And do they have to attend all four? Can they just go to one?
You know, they could come to one, and just to, you know, find out if this is the path or the way they want to go for their inner healing.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, Cameron, all of them are going to be stacked. Like, the garden is the place we'll always start from.
Mm-hmm.
We go into the garden before we go to the upper world, the lower world, into Bali High. So tomorrow is the foundation stone for the whole thing. If they sign up for all four, they save some money.
Okay.
The idea, though, here is, I want to just express the idea of the kahuna in regards to healing is that we are all whole. We are all divine. And what we've put on top of that, you know, for our challenges and for our suffering, can easily be influenced by focusing on the fact that we are all whole, we are all divine, and all is well in the garden.
Hmm.
And I know the mind has a hard time with that.
Mm-hmm.
But the heart can hear this because it's true.
Well,
the roots of all religions and spiritual philosophies say exactly the same thing. So there must be something in it.
There's got to be something to it.
Something's working. So if somebody just comes tomorrow night, the least they're going to be able to experience is just some inner dialogue with themselves then. And be able to understand that.
You would really be surprised. I think a lot of people have this ability of imagination and healing going in, and they don't even know to what capacity that this can help them. And so on the upside, someone could find a whole new tool for influencing everything in their life that they want to change in just one journey.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, listen, tomorrow night it's happening at East West Bookshop. It starts off August 2nd, the Garden Tiki. August 9th is the Journey to Baliha. August 16th, Lana Kahai. And to August 23rd, Journey Through Milu. Now, if you'd like more information about these, then go to Wayne's website. Of course, you can go there to shamanicbodywork.com. That's shamanicbodywork.com. Or you can call him directly at 360-738-7650. That's 360-738-7650. Go to the event tomorrow night. The cost for the first class is $21. For each class, or you can pay $75 and do all four. So you save yourself a fair chunk of cash if you do all four. But it's $21 each. So, Wayne, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you, Wayne.
Bring a pillow, a blanket, and an open heart.
There you go.
Pillow,
blanket, an open heart, and a snack. All right.
Aloha.
All right. Take care, Wayne. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Listen, coming up next, we've got a great guest. We've got Dave Merrill. He's going to talk to us about breath work. And along with Dave is going to be Tracy Stover talking about more about the breath work together. So,
oh, good, because I need to breathe.
There you go. We'll be right back after this message.
Are you looking for meaningful insights into your spiritual growth and present life path? At Spirit Quest Academy, we draw on information from your present and past lives, including the energy in your aura and chakra systems, to customize a healing plan that will take effect immediately and continue on through your life and beyond. We offer private healing and intuitive sessions, couples readings, classes, both online and live, along with a variety of introductory, thorough, advanced interactive seminars. For an up-to-date schedule of classes, to book an appointment for your private session or register for classes online, go to www.spiritquestacademy.org. That's spiritquestacademy.org. Or call 206-789-4937 or 480-236-3389.
Should your youthful energy be a distant memory? Are we supposed to lose our health and vitality with age? What if there was an easy, effective way to restore your body's natural vitality and help you regain lost energy and well-being? Would you be interested? If so, then call 800-459-9052 and request your free DVD and information package on the Vital Energy Machine from Rejuvenetics. Call now at 800-459-9052 to discover the Vital Energy Machine.
Hi-O Silver Oxygen Water, the best water you can drink. Made with natural artesian spring water, Hi-O Silver contains more naturally occurring magnesium than almost any other spring water. Magnesium in drinking water is important for cardiovascular health. Pure oxygen is added to Hi-O Silver, getting it 10 times the oxygen of ordinary water. Available at Whole Foods markets in Seattle and Bellevue. For more information, go to HiHoSilver.com. That's HiHoSilver.com.
Mysterious? Yes. Accurate? Very. Enjoy a second sight extraordinary reading from experienced psychic and medium Stacey Apple. And get valuable reflection on relationships, career questions, as well as afterlife communication. Visit Stacey's website at secondsightings.com or call 925-295-0244 or email her at mypsychic@aol.com. Again, that's 925-295-0244 or mypsychic@aol.com.
You're listening to Alternative Talk, 11:50 a.m.
I'm breathing in the sun because I'm just gonna love it in the air. And all that rain and snow, you'll get all the happy faces everywhere.
Welcome back to Contact Talk Radio. We got another guest with us. This is interesting, having two guests on in the same hour. This is nice, actually. I like it.
Double impact,
Double
gosh.
Impact, exactly. Dave Merrill is with us. He is from Vashon Island. He is a senior trainer with the Transformational Breath Foundation, which is based on the work of Judith Gravitz, who is the author of the book Breathe Deep, Laugh Loudly.
Some people don't like you to laugh loudly, but you know what? I love the whole belly laugh.
Yes, some people out there just have a difficult time with laughter.
And Lucia, you're very good at laughing.
Thank you.
Well, you know, we have people that email and criticize her for her laughter. Isn't that unreal?
We had some people email the producer to get me to tone down.
It's a very high vibration. Just keep it up.
I like it.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? Breathe deeply, laugh loudly.
That's right. And that's what we're here to talk about, is breathing, to breathe deep. And Dave, of course, is an expert in this because he's taken the course. He's also a spokesperson and a senior trainer with the Transformational Breath Foundation, of course, which is founded by Judith Kravitz. And we're very happy to have him here. Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good to be here.
Oh, we're happy to have you here.
Have you been breathing today?
Monday morning is a very good time to breathe.
Monday morning specifically?
You've got to go back to work. You've got to get back to conventional reality. So everybody needs to take a deep breath.
Well, I was finding myself holding my breath just during the first part of the show. I'm like, okay, well, what's that about? Why do we hold our breath? And two, you know, how do we get ourselves to remember to do our breathing?
Well, that's what our work largely deals with.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing this all the time. We're in stress. We're in tension. Like your last guest was talking about the power of the mind, right?
Yeah.
So anytime we're in have a stressful thought, our body's tensing up and our breath is getting inhibited.
Yeah.
And, you know, the bigger picture is we've been doing this our entire life. So,
no kidding.
We need a way to reverse that process and to let it go and to be more present in the now.
Yeah.
And the breath is a great vehicle and portal to really do that deeply.
Well, isn't that interesting? You know, one of the things that I find with breath work, is that, you know, over the weekend I was practicing some variations on what Judith talks about in the book about breathing, and I was practicing some of this over the weekend. I'm going, okay, I'm not breathing, so let me find out what it's like to breathe. And I was like, oh, yeah, what a difference it makes. Because if you're feeling stressed or you're feeling kind of, you know, just or on the edge a little bit, or maybe, you know, like, in matter of fact, the reason I started a Friday night, I went out with some friends for the first time in 5 years. Never gone out in downtown Seattle.
Uh-huh.
Never in the evening.
Yeah.
I took some friends out for their birthday. I was a designated driver since I'm not a drinker, you know. So went out and I found myself being a little tense because I was out in a place where it was unfamiliar territory for me. And I had some really hot food. I mean, spicy mm-hmm. hot. And it hit me and I was like, oh my God, I can't. It was really hitting me. But I did some breathing. And I was able to breathe through it.
Great.
Which was very interesting.
So did it shift right away?
It shifted immediately.
Yeah.
Well, after some water, too.
Yeah, so the breath is how we're either repressing or releasing the tensions in the body, mm-hmm. whether it's pain or whether it's emotion. It has the capacity to immediately scan the whole system, every cell in the body, actually, mm-hmm. and allow the body's innate intelligence to then recognize whatever that pattern is. So when you breathe into some discomfort,
mm-hmm.
it can be instantaneous change.
Well, I definitely have something to say about this, but we do have a caller who has a comment that they wanted to make.
Oh, okay.
We have actually Dr. Saley on the line with us.
Dr. Saley?
Yeah, I know. She's in Kent and she's listening to us.
Dr. Saley? Wow.
Hi, guys. How you
doing?
Good. How are you?
How are you?
Listen, I have some comments on that first camera. You should have taken an anxiety control. It would have helped you tremendously. Let me tell you something. The breathing, he is so right. You can breathe your way right through an anxiety attack, but I got to share this with you. In this cruise that I went on, we went up to the glaciers, and I've not ever before seen this. I want to tell you something. I was able to breathe and release some negative energy and some pain while I was sitting there looking at those glaciers, and I was just in awe. And, you know, you've never got me at a loss for words. That I was then.
Oh,
wow.
That,
you know, and I found the deep breathing and transferring of negative energy and emotion so easy to release up there and just say, you know, let it freeze as part of the glacier. Let it just leave me. And it did.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
That's fantastic.
I'm so glad that you shared this with that.
Are something. And, you know, I was thinking about you guys because I thought, oh, wow, you know, I wish they could share this with me.
Oh, thank you so much,
beautiful.
Dr. Saylor. We so appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us.
But when you went downtown, Karen, what happened was your amygdala got a little overactive.
yeah, I'll say
it
that.
It was getting some messages that you're not used to.
He's got that active amygdala, so
exactly.
Got that going
on.
He does.
Dr. Saylor, thank you so much.
Okay, it's great talking to you.
Soon.
I think I'll talk to you next week.
You're on the 15th.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Well, you know something, though. She has a really good point because when you were saying, you know, you can release pain with breath, you can release so many things. I breathe very heavily and deeply when I'm going through something that's very painful. And what I've noticed, though, Jaden, when he has something happening now, he's doing like a real hard, you know, breath going out now when he's going through something too.
Mm-hmm. And is it having still a positive effect?
It's having a positive effect because what it's doing is it's transferring and I'm no longer feeling the pain. I'm now feeling the energy of transferring it out of my body.
Right. So what you do with the exhale can really determine whether you're staying in stress or whether you're really creating the healing release.
Mm-hmm.
So really relaxing the exhale is important.
Okay.
Like a relaxed sigh. So if you're pushing or blowing it, you may not have the It's a good effect. You may just be creating more stress or
tension.
Well,
that's a really good point.
Now, something that it is a good point because it's a perfect segue into my question. I've had comments from people saying that when they try to breathe, they're quivering. They get, you know, that quivering feeling. Is that a normal part of breath, or is it something else that they should be looking at?
No, I would say there's some kind of inhibition there in the respiratory system.
Okay.
You know, we all have these contractions that have built up over a long period of time. And so when you start to breathe fully, we can see all kinds of different patterns come to the surface. So a quivering doesn't sound like a natural pattern. It sounds like there's a restriction there. Or tension.
Right.
And so really going into that deeply might release that.
Excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Lucia, you asked a question that I wanted to actually get an answer on, and that is why people hold their breath in the first place. I mean, I was watching a National Geographic show last night called In the Womb, and it's about the birth of us and how we start breathing.
Yeah.
I mean, we're even breathing underwater.
Right.
And then later in life, of course, now we're even as children, 3 years old, 4 years old, holding their breath or not breathing properly.
Right.
Where did we lose this?
Yeah, well, a lot of the patterns do start at birth. I saw a beautiful example of Judith working with someone as an adult. The woman was 55 years old, who had been born prematurely.
Mm-hmm.
And her character, her structure of her body, and the way she breathed looked like a premature baby. I mean, it was very inhibited. She was, you could barely perceive that she was breathing at all when she was trying to breathe. And so it's a good example that... Yeah, the mind is very powerful. So there's probably a whole set of beliefs that person had. It's not safe to be here. It's not safe to be on my own or independent or breathe. And so everything gets contracted, including the breath.
Mm.
And then, so the beautiful thing about it is that you can start to shift that pattern immediately by consciously doing the therapeutic breath sessions like we do.
Mm-hmm.
So you can activate the old tensions and beliefs and energies in the body and start to free that up. So it's a really beautiful thing to watch. When somebody goes from like having 5% breath capacity up to 20 to 30%, it's a huge shift of energy for them in their life. And there can be a number of other reasons that our breath pattern gets shut down, just any kind of emotional trauma, like fear or anger or grief. Any emotion that we make wrong, that we don't fully embrace that feeling, it's like a contraction in the body. It's a holding. We suppress it. And how we really suppress it is by holding our breath, you know, controlling our diaphragm.
You know, it's interesting because I remember when I started getting conscious of holding my breath, and it was when I was working in corporate environment and when we were in meetings or when I was working with somebody and they were talking and I had something that I wanted to say. And all of a sudden, I noticed I'd hold my breath and wait until they were done in order for me to actually be able to speak.
Right.
And so it's interesting looking at that because now that I think of it, I see others doing the same thing, waiting for their moment to release what it is that's inside of them, and that breath is being held.
Yeah. any kind of high tension environment in traffic on the freeway,
in the boardroom.
You know, it's endless in our world.
I've held my breath making toast. So, you know,
is it gonna burn or not?
Toast or not? You know, or if you're really thirsty. I mean, this is something that I've seen other people do besides myself. Is that you're drinking, you're so thirsty, maybe you didn't drink enough water, and you're so thirsty, you're drinking all this water, and you're not breathing while you're drinking, and all of a sudden you stop drinking, okay, I got my water, you know, people do that all the time, and it's amazing. I've learned actually now to breathe while I'm drinking, which is really cool, you know. It's kind of circular.
Be careful, Cameron. Circular. We don't want you to drown.
Circular breathing kind of thing, yeah. Well, listen, we're going to be taking a break here, but you've got some books to give away, and we got an event that you're going to be doing August 5th at East West Bookshop this Friday from 7 to 9 at East West Bookshop. And we're going to talk about that work when we come back, but you've got some books to give away.
Sure.
We have 5 books.
We have Breathe Deep, Laugh Loudly. It's by the founder of Transformational Breathing, Judith Kravitz.
Okay.
It's the ultimate breather's manual.
All right. Now, listen, I'm going to make a deal with the listeners out there that if you are resonating to what we're talking about when it comes to breathing, and you are one of those people out there that has a problem breathing and you've never called into the show before, this is for people who have never won anything from us before. Simple as that. Give us a call here right now at 425-649-1112. If you've never called into the show before, never won anything before, this is your opportunity to win. Give us a call, 425-649-1112. The next 5 callers through to that number will each receive a copy of the book, Breathe Deep, Laugh Loudly, by Judith Kravitz. And please give your name to Lori Letha, who's graciously come in to answer our phones this morning. Give your name and number to Lori Letha, and she will take your name and information down and pass it to Dave to get your book to you. Breathe Deeply, Laugh Loudly. That is the name of the book.
Laugh Loudly.
That is the name of the book. We'll be right back with Dave Merrill.
Again, 425-649-1112.
We'll be right back.
Holistic counselor and coach will assist you in recreating your life by simply clearing clutter and moving furniture. Create space for something new to come into your life, support long-lasting healing and change. Call Leanne today at 206-861-1813. That's 206-861-1813 for a free half-hour consultation, and visit her website at bodymindspiritcoach.com. Get unstuck and recreate what's happening inside you. Accelerate your injury and disease recovery with AccuEnergy. AccuEnergy uses state-of-the-art technology called LBG, combined with sound medical care that effectively restores your lymphatic system flow, resulting in speeding up your recovery time and overall health improvement. For more information on how AccuEnergy can assist you on your path of healing, call 253-529-3030. That's 253-529-3030. Move your lymph and see results faster. Is there a book inside you? Maybe you've invented a new or better way to make a widget, or discovered a way to succeed at business, or love, or life. Maybe you want to share the life story of someone extraordinary, but maybe you don't have the time or energy or know-how to write a book. Did you know that you can be an author even if you're not a writer? Primary Sources helps you get your valuable ideas out into the world, offering ghostwriting and editing services, and classes that help you discover your authentic voice and explore how you contribute to our world. Check out www.primary-sources.com or call 425-865-0409 to bring your book to life.
optimistic pop. Didn't mean to burst your bubble, but the new age is over.
Come into the now age and find the latest and greatest in spirituality, mind, body, and soul with Mystic Pop magazine.
Every full-color issue is bursting with enlightened interviews, features, and current reviews of your favorite now age authors, musicians, artists, and more.
Step out of the old world new age and into the now with Mystic Pop magazine. Available at www.mysticpopmagazine.com or ask for it at your local bookstore.
That's mysticpopmagazine.com or ask for it at your local bookstore.
Tell your friends, the place to be is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
It's all about the breath work today, folks. All about the breath work today. Breathe deep, laugh loudly. The book is called Judith Kravitz, and of course, the senior instructor with the Transformational Breath Foundation is Dave Merrill, and he's our guest this morning. Now, we're giving away books of Judith Kravitz, Breathe Deep, Laugh Loudly. If you would like to get a copy of this book, the next four callers through at 425-649-1112. That's 425-649-1112. Can call in directly, or you can call toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And just to make it interesting, let's take a couple of emails. If people would like to get a copy of this book, live at contacttalkradio.com. How about that?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Dave, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, you've got an event happening August 5th at East West Bookshop in Seattle, and it's all about breath work. Tell us a little bit about that, the breath
sure.
work. What people can kind of expect to learn there?
Well, let me say first a little bit about the workshop's really going to be put on by, or led by Judith Kravitz herself, the founder. This is her first teaching tour to the Pacific Northwest, so we're happy to, excited to have her here.
Yeah.
What she's been doing for the last 30 years is answering your question, what do you do when you realize you have these restricted breath patterns?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about the workshop, the intro workshops will be about what can you do? What's your breath pattern? How can you begin to shift it? First of all, how can you bring awareness to what these patterns are? And second, how can you understand what they mean?
Right.
Each of these breath patterns has, you can interpret it or analyze what it means. If you're not breathing fully in your belly, chances are you're not really fully grounded in your body, in your power center or will center, for instance. If you're not breathing fully in your upper respiratory system, which encompasses your heart chakra, chances are there's some guarding around your emotional and feeling nature. So the breath analysis goes very deep, and this is, I think, one of the unique contributions that Judith Kravitz has made to breath work in general, is to have someone lie down and be able to, basically, you can tell someone the entire story of their life by how they breathe.
By how they breathe.
Yeah.
You know, this is really fascinating from the perspective of, I know that there's times in my life that I'll breathe more from one area versus another area,
mm-hmm.
with more maybe belly breathing one at one point or more chest breathing at another.
Right.
So
let me ask you a question about that.
Okay.
So that would usually indicate, and you can tell me if this is true, that
okay.
you have both the capacity to be strong-willed and grounded.
Yes.
And you also have the capacity to be very open-hearted.
Yes.
But sometimes there's a disconnection between the two.
Yes.
So that, perfect.
Just yes. But yeah, it's very true, because there are times that I am completely ungrounded too,
mm-hmm.
and that I'm not connected really to a whole lot of anything.
Right.
And so it's interesting, because I'm thinking back now of when I'm that way, how I'm really breathing, because
mm-hmm.
I know for myself it's not belly breathing. I'm not really breathing from my belly. I'm probably more doing some shallow breathing and not even really going deeply into my chest.
Right. So part of the opportunity when you become aware of this pattern is then to, when you find yourself in that ungrounded state,
mm-hmm.
when the shallow breath, is to consciously bring the breath back down. And this is where it becomes a practice in your daily life. If you can, in the midst of whatever's happening, whatever's causing that shallow breath pattern to happen, to then consciously come back to the breath, then you can experience some major shifts, like real time in your life. This is not theoretical work. This is like, how can you apply this, you know, every day?
So are you saying also that there can be a perspective shift just within the aspect of, within the moment of changing your breath?
Absolutely. It's like the board meeting you mentioned, that so where you're in a stressful board meeting, mm-hmm. and you're about to speak and your breath is kind of caught.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just took some conscious breath in that situation, it could totally change your physiology, your whole mental state.
Yeah, see, for me, I was always about to instigate or ensue a fight. What do you mean?
Well, that's a good sign to be in your belly.
No kidding. What do you
get
mean?
In your belly.
I can't believe it. Well, actually, I've had so many times people tell me, you know, Lucia, stop, take a mm-hmm. breath, you know, you can, while I'm talking, because there are times that I've heard people do this, I heard Cameron do this, and it's really... it's really interesting, because there are times that we'll just talk and talk and not give ourselves time to breathe within the context of the and it may be just that we're excited, or it may be something else, but not even breathing when trying to explain or give information.
It's a great exercise to do with a partner, for example, just to take a 5-minute dyad where you just sit, have eye contact, and just breathe together, because there's tons of information that still, you know, passes back and forth when you're just simply present with the other person.
Mm.
Interesting.
We're going to try that sometime.
We will. is that kind of what they're going to learn on Friday night as well?
Friday night is really about, okay, so what's the basic breath awareness that people have?
Right.
And, you know, talking about this isn't usually that interesting to people. It goes in one ear and out the other. So it's Friday night. The intros is really about having a deeper experience of what we're talking about. And that means having about an hour-long breath session where people lie on the floor. They'll be facilitated. We have 10 or 15 facilitators coming in from around the country for the seminar next week.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be there. And the facilitation consists of coaching on how to breathe and some hands-on body work a little bit to mm-hmm. bring people's awareness into the restrictions and get them to breathe into them. And usually what happens is quite astounding. I mean, people are amazed at how deeply they can go in a very short period of time.
Wow.
In breathing. So that's our main goal with the intros, is just get people to experience this, because if they just read about it, if they just hear about it, chances are it's not going to have a big impact. But a one-hour experience can be life-changing.
Well, I was thinking about this. 1 hour out of your life to be able to focus specifically on breathing, mm-hmm. I would really feel that it would shift your ideas of breathing for the rest of your life as well, because you've had that conscious awareness to where you're working on it. You're actually doing the exercises, and then you're going out of it, and whenever you're, you know, in a spot to where you stop breathing,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, boom, what's your attention going to revert to? Those exercises that you learned.
Yeah, absolutely. One experience it'll make you pay attention to, you know, that was certainly my experience in my first workshop that I ever went to. I just happened to wander into it, and it was suddenly like, wow, there's a lot more to breathing than I ever dreamed of.
Yeah.
So I started paying attention at that point.
So you just wandered into this.
Absolutely. How does anyone find anything in life?
I mean, did somebody encourage you to come, or was it something that was happening? You said, oh, geez, I got some time.
Someone had made a casual comment to me that they thought I was a shallow breather, that my upper rib cage wasn't moving when I breathed. And mm-hmm. I thought, well, so what?
And then, yeah, thanks.
Thanks for telling me, yeah.
And then, well, I'd been doing, you know, like all of us in this culture, we experiment with different spiritual modalities and, mm-hmm. and meditation and whatnot, and yoga and all these things that are readily available.
Mm-hmm.
So when I heard about this class, and I just said, okay, I didn't have anything better to do. And I was like, no, nothing on TV that night, so I went. And immediately, you know, I realized that whatever was going on, I needed to find out more about it, and immediately signed up for the weekend training.
Sure.
And I was off to the races from there, because it was continued to be the most powerful thing I'd experienced.
Wow.
See, I love stories like that with somebody who is like, yeah, okay, whatever, I'll go because there's nothing better to do. And then it just shifted your life.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's beautiful.
Well, listen, we got, we're going to do another giveaway here. We got 4 more books we're giving away here. Breathe Deep, Laugh Loudly, and it's a book by Judith Kravitz. And if you would like a copy of this book, then give us a call right here, right now, 425-649-1112. That's 425-649-1112. If you'd like to get a copy of this book by Judith Kravitz, Breathe Deep, Laugh Loudly, give us a call right now. This is your last chance to get the book for free. Otherwise, you have to buy it.
Which is well worth it.
Which is well worth it. Anyways, absolutely. 425-649-1112. Now, the event is happening this Friday night. There's an event. I want to go through this with you, Dave, while we got a moment here. August 5th at East West Bookshop, Seattle, 7 to 9 yes. at East West.
Yep.
If you'd like to pre-register for that particular workshop, you would call East West Bookshop directly at 206-523-3726. That's 206-523-3726. You're doing another one August 6th at the Whidbey Institute on Whidbey Island.
Yes.
And that's going to be from 6:30 to 9 p.m.
Right.
And if you would like to attend that one, what you want to do is call Dave directly
right.
at 206-463-1490. The big seminar with Judith starts August 7th through the 12th, correct?
Yes.
And again, if you would like to attend that, go to 206-463-1490 for more information. You can also email breathnorthwest@hotmail.com. That's breathnorthwest@hotmail.com. And you have a website that's going to be out coming up
should
very soon?
Should be up any day, breathnorthwest.com.
All right, breathnorthwest.com will be up any time. Dave, thank you
thank
for joining
you,
us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And congratulations to the winners who called in.